You are listening to John's Story, an audiobiography, read by John Lennon. Part 2, Truly Inspired.
It happened almost by chance. Two forces in the universe, Paul and myself, born in such close proximity. You'd never suspect anything like this coming from the town of Riverpool, but it did happen, and we are all benefactors of our union. Outside factors in life in general tore us apart, but it was almost necessary to have that separation in order for our creative sides to truly take shape. We had been through a lot of drama. Most of it was mere fabrication for the sake of drama, but we did face real issues together. Our confidence was something that was always played off of each other. You know, I think we were always poised for greatness. And then college came. This wasn't a sad time for either of us. Each of us knew that the bond we shared would remain strong despite 4+ years of schooling in different countries. Maybe it was during this time that the idea of the Beatles was first discussed. Knowing our strengths and weaknesses was a key to our success. Paul was good with the fans, so he created a fan club for the Beatles. I liked more tangible endeavors, so I turned our flat into a recording studio. What exactly were the Beatles? Were they real? Do we still exist today? Questions with hazy answers, answers with even hazier connotations. Anyhow, the studio also happened to be the best place to find oneself in a complete creative playground. Writers have often claimed that it is a perfect setting to get their creative juices flowing and then to carry out those ideas into real stories and actions. If the visual arts are what you're into, there is more than enough ways to express yourself using any of the tools and mediums that we provide for our people. A brushwork painting or a spray-painted message or just anything that would only be heard and seen by those that were willing to journey past their own levels of comfort and into something that they didn't ever have control over. What started out as an experiment turned into a multi-city underground operation that had fixtures in all major metropolitan areas and free-thinking cities and towns and speed houses all across the globe, but it all started with one idea, shared by two forces, carried out in different manners. Location was key. Whether it be by chance or fate, the studio landed itself right in the middle of where everything seemed to be happening, just outside of Riverpool, but not yet in Ember City. It was a brick flat, and there was only one residential unit on the lot, our own. Our habitat sat above three vacant storefronts. Our neighbors to the east and west were a drive-through bank and a vacant warehouse. The neighbors to the north and south were a low-budget indie film company and an up-and-coming crystal meth factory. We could make all the noise that we wanted to, and not a soul would complain. Currently, the studio hosts housing for multiple creators around the Riverpool and Ember City area. Its low cost and no real rural attitude has made it a beacon for lost 20-something-year-olds to hang out for a time to create what he or she feels needs to be created before they move on. Sometimes they move on to create their own bands themselves in their own towns where they were from. The more ambitious ones start up Beatle cover bands where they would least likely be able to prosper. They'll always hold close to their heart, though, a time and their heart beat with a different fervor for a brief time in their lives. For Paul and me, the fervor has never been stronger or wider spreading.
Thank you for listening to John's Story, an audio biography. This has been a Reality recording. For more Reality recordings, please visit therealityinstitute.net.